if we're going to be inheritors of God, we can't have like escalating, you know, things like that, evil for evil. There won't be any evil at all. A railing, but contrariwise blessing. You know, I believe in the world to come, there will be no evil. But the possibility of evil, having known it, you know, it says the tree of life, eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, made man like God, knowing good and evil. God could have made us so we would never know evil. But he chose to do it this way. I don't think, you know, there's no, people would say, well, because of this, because, I don't get into that stuff, like, because of, unless I have a clear reason in scripture. He did. He took counsel with himself, and according to his own will, he made a decision. He made us to know evil. So, in the world to come, it's not like we're going to forget evil, unless I'm mistaken. Why do you think we have to learn to walk a certain way? Just the way a baby has to learn to walk on two feet. We have to learn to walk in godliness. And to learn the joy of it. Some ways, to me, it's like the earth is like a controlled environment where we can touch evil, have it run through us, and then be purged of it, and love righteousness. And hate evil. We are called to blessing. So we can inherit a blessing. And we bless others so that we might be blessed. So we honor our wives so God will honor us. When we come to him and say, God, help me. I want him to honor that. I don't want him to be like, who are you? Or like, yeah, sure. Now, what was that you did with your wife? When she asked you, how did you respond? I don't want my prayers to be hindered. The way I deal with my brethren is also, how do I want God to deal with me? Do I want him to... You think about it, even in terms of rebuke, let's say, sometimes it's hard to rebuke someone. I have something in mind. You feel like you want to give an entreaty to change something, right? But then you think, he's probably not going to take it right, or I don't know, he's just not going to, I've tried to talk to the guy before, but maybe I should just let it go. But then it's like, I'm almost like hating the person. Just let him be. He can't figure it out himself. I was like, well, why doesn't God teach him, I think? He wants me to do it. Great. So I can love my brother. Sometimes that's not easy. And sometimes it can be a temptation as far as you think, like, I need to go tell somebody something, right, out of love, But really, it's out of your own pride that you want it. You got to tell him. It's like, I got to tell him because, by golly, Verse 10, this is from the Old Testament. Psalm 34. I'm just going to reference that. Psalm 34, verses 12 through 16. He that will love life and see good, refrain your tongue from evil, your lips that they speak no guile. James said, who can tame the tongue? Well, you want to love, you will love life. You have a desire to love life. You want to see good days. You want the blessings of God. Watch your mouth. Eschewing evil. Let me deviate, to move away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue peace. Try to make peace. Pursue it. Not just, we're just going to forget about that. But really seek a way to make peace. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. We want our prayers answered. How we deal with our family members, how we deal with our church members, and how we deal with them that are without. And who is the one that's going to harm you if you be followers of... If you do good, who's going to harm you? But if you do suffer for righteousness, you're happy. Happy are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. That's what it says in the book of Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount. On oraclesofgod.org, you can download the song I wrote for that scripture, that whole chapter, actually that whole sermon, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Happy are you. Don't be afraid of their terror, the things they want to terrify you with. We're going to do this to you. We're going to get you. Don't be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. You know, that means sanctify to holy, make something holy. It's to set it apart, make it separate, make it special. In your hearts, you set God his proper place, his right place, his holy place. And be ready to give an answer. You know, you want to exhibit certain things. You want to let your light shine before men. You want to be able to give an answer to anyone who would ask you, why is that? Why do you have such a hope? Answer them with meekness and fear. Not with this, I'll tell ya. And I think in our world, I think these things reverberate in my mind. Okay, now I'm trying to do this. You know, how do I live this out? Because the words are not just words on a page. They're things we actually have to live. Sitting down with some, you know, neighbor or person. You know, how do I exhibit any sort of hope that they don't already think they have, because they're all believers, and more or less. I'm cool with you. I'm not very religious, but Jesus, you know. I mean, I believe in Jesus. God forbid they don't want to say, yeah, I reject Christ. I mean, I'll tell you, you go to your... There are corners of this country and many places in this world where people would be proud to say that. Knowing nothing, really. Not even knowing what they're rejecting.